This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Election Commission has directed Jharkhand government to remove Acting Director General of Police Anurag Gupta from his position with immediate effect. The commission has asked the state government to hand over charge to the senior most DGP level officer available in the cadre. The state government has also been directed to submit the compliance of these directions by 7 p.m. today. Also, the Jharkhand government will submit a panel of senior Indian Police Service IPS officers by 10 a.m. on Monday. This decision came taking into account a history of complaints and action taken by the commission against Mr. Gupta during previous elections. Seat sharing formula of INDIA block has been decided for upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress will contest on 70 seats. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, JMM Executive President Hemant Soren said 11 seats were given to RJD and CPIML. Mr. Soren said seat sharing between JMM and Congress will be decided soon. Similarly, sharing seats of RJD and CPIML will be shortly announced. Hemant Soren said the list of the candidates are also ready and it will be made public. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered oath of office to Senior National Conference leader Mubarak Gul, who won the assembly election from Eidgah constituency in Srinagar as pro tem speaker of the Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly. Mubarak Gul was administered the oath of office during a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar today. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary, Cabinet Ministers including Sakina Yatu, Javed Dar, Javed Rana and Satish Sharma, Chief Secretary Atal Dullu and Advisor to Chief Minister Nasir Aslamani were also present on the occasion. Gul was appointed as Pro Tem Speaker of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly on Friday. He will administer oath to newly elected members of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly on October the 21st at 2 p.m. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is on a visit to Mexico. She participated in the India-Mexico Trade and Investment Summit on enhancing trade and investment collaboration in Mexico City. Minister for Economic Development for Mexico City, Manuela Zabolza Aldama, also attended the summit. Speaking on the occasion, Ms. Sitharaman said, joint efforts of India and Mexico can strengthen resilience through diversification, especially for critical components like semiconductors, printed circuit boards and other high-tech electronics. Vijaya Rahatkar has been appointed as the chairperson of National Commission for Women NCW. A notification in this regard has been issued by Ministry of Women and Child Development. Ms. Rahatkar has served as chairperson of the Maharashtra State Commission for Women and mayor of Aurangabad. She has also worked as BJP National Secretary and president of the party's women wing. The ministry also notified about appointment of Dr. Archana Mojumdar as member of the NCW. The Railway Protection Force, RPF, will participate in the Delhi Half Marathon tomorrow to raise awareness against child trafficking. The Railways Ministry said that the RPF will participate under the slogan, Our Mission, Prevent Child Trafficking on Trains, to highlight and raise awareness about child trafficking prevention efforts across the railway network. It highlighted that the RPF aims to emphasize the urgency and necessity for collective action to safeguard children from exploitation and abuse. Hezbollah's deputy commander in the Bint Jabil area of southern Lebanon, Nasser Abed Al-Aziz Rashid, was killed in an operation by the Israel's Air Force. According to the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, Rashid was involved in terrorist activities against Israeli civilians. Hezbollah has not commented. In cricket, India was 462 for all out in their second innings on the fourth day of opening test against New Zealand at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India is currently leading by 106 runs against New Zealand. Earlier, Rishabh Pant missed out on 100 after Sarfaraz Khan's majestic 150 as India reached 438 for 6 at T on the fourth day of the rain-hit opening test match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.